Three, two, one.
Good morning, people.
This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, the 21st day of March, and the weeks ahead. Well, folks, happy first day of spring. We made it, and that means that today we have the vernal equinox. Now, that's the perfect balance of light and dark, and from now on until June 21st, every day has more light than dark. Now, the day begins with the moon in Aries, the sign of the warrior. That's a good day to put your best foot forward and get things in gear. We are in a new moon cycle that began 18 hours ago with an amazing conjunction of four planets and Pisces, the mutable water sign of the fishes. So the next 28 days will highlight the energies of Pisces as is expressed to the planets of Saturn, Neptune, the Sun, and Moon. Now, Pisces has a lot to do with imagination, fantasy, the oneness of all life, sacrifice, and surrender of the ego. When the ego is confronted with the illusion of delusion of its own power. Well, it's an energy associated with spiritual awakening, too, when the possibility of another reality enters one's awareness. So this is a very intense 28-day cycle with the possibility of a profound transformation and opening into a new way of thinking or being or doing or something. Now, Pisces embodies the energy of the deep blue sea and the mystery of what lies beneath. Now, here in Down East Maine, that power is evident with every rising tide and storm. Saturn is the planet of material reality, and it's really caught up in this new moon conjunction. Now, whenever there is an overwhelming urge to escape into fantasy or delusion, you can count on Saturn, the planet of material reality, to put the brakes on. That's when we run out of gas or out of money or out of excuses, and material reality meets us head on. You can't deny gravity. All this adds up to an intense opening for change, transformation, and realization. All you got to do is catch it. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, Mercury, the planet of communications, transactions, thinking, is finally direct. So the energy of rational versus irrational thinking returns. Mercury retrogrades have their purpose, and they do a lot of good if you can get with it now. So if you lost something or made a bad decision, something that you regret, now is your chance to course correct. As the ancient sages used to say, life is a journey of continued course correction. It only stops when you reach your destination. Now, Mars is moving on from Rahu, the demon shadow planet. Oh, thank heavens. Now, when Mars is with Rahu, that amps up the Mars energy, which is filled with obsession, compulsion, irrational behavior. And of course, Mars is the energy of aggression and war. So that was at its peak last week. Now it's coming back to baseline. Mars is in the last 10 degrees of Aquarius and will soon enter Pisces, where its fiery energies will hopefully cool in those compassionate waters. Mars arrives in Pisces on April 2nd, the same day that we have this amazing full moon, the first full moon of spring. There ought to be a totally different energy pattern in play by then, and a movement away from aggression and delusion. Well, something to look forward to. So, for the week ahead, the moon's light grows stronger as the daylight exceeds the darkness, and the earth is waking up to a new season. And thanks to spring, hope springs eternal. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. In other words, don't get fooled again. So, see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out, and happy first day of spring.